You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, Jeremy and I, mostly off the air, I think we spilled a little bit of this onto the airwaves. We were talking off the air about this survey that was out regarding people who are always late. And the way they set it up is they said you can take any group of friends. So imagine for a moment, like you've got your neighbor friends and stuff like that, and your pals that you hang out with.
Yeah,
you've got
dad your little squad.
Yeah, you got your knot of about 8 to 10 people probably.
Yep.
And everybody who's in a little group like that can name that one person who is always late. Like always.
Always. You can count late. On it.
Yeah, you do count on it. You actually build it in. Right?
Oh my
Where
gosh.
This study was saying that, you know, there's X number of people, like half of people would actually tell their friend, this particular friend, an earlier time to build that in.
We did this for years and years and years in my family. Like for every, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter meal, I had one set of family members that we would always say an hour later, and the other set that you would say an hour, what did I just say, earlier, later. One would be earlier, one would say an hour later. So then you'd somehow meet in the middle, you know, because you knew each one was just a little different.
That's hilarious. We did the same thing with my two older brothers.
Okay, there you
go. But it was 30 minutes. It was one you told 30 minutes later, one you told 30 minutes earlier, and they would both get there right on time. Because one was always early.
Boom, turkey's ready.
One was always late.
That's great.
Now, I do, when I sent something out to the Mindbender Club mailers yesterday about this, and I did reference my good, close, dear friend, Milo, and his reputation for years with our pub club group and everything was if you said we're all going to get together at 7, you knew Milo wouldn't be there till about 7:40. It's just the way it was. And I've got to give him props. I think all of the crap he took for years over that, the last two times I met up with him somewhere for like a beer or something like that, he beat me there the last two times.
Hey, stepping up his game.
I don't know if that means people can turn over a new leaf. For those of you who live,
you got to recognize it, right? You got to recognize it.
If you live with a chronic late person, then you think, oh, it's going to be this way till the day I die. No, there's apparently there's ways that people can change. I am absolutely blessed that I married someone who is a stickler for being on time.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
And it's, it's because my dad was a first sergeant. All right. There was no being late in my household. And believe me, that is learned behavior. I mean, I am now.
Well, yeah.
I'm like 5 minutes early for everything.
It's a courtesy thing.
I don't want to be that person who's an hour early.
Well, see, like that was going to be my next thing. I'm not a chronic late person. I'm a chronic early person, or like right. If it starts at 6:30, we had a little get together we went to a couple weekends ago. It started at 6:30. We were standing on their doorstep as my phone switched to 6:30.
Well, that's not right.
Boom, there.
See, I don't think that's good either.
Why?
Because that's a party at somebody's house, right?
Right. Okay, and so
no,
we
don't show up at 6:30 for a 6:30
that
party.
That was Nicole's thing, too. I was like, no, we're going to be there. We're going to be there on time. And she's like, no, we should probably wait like 10 minutes. She's like, I don't want to be the
block,
first ones.
Drive around the block. Look at some houses.
So that's almost as worse as being late, is being early.
Let me tell you something. On this show, people, you know, we've heard from people who've listened to the show for 20 plus years. We had a traffic lady, Liz, who was on the show for years. She was still on the show when you joined, actually.
Yep, I know Liz.
Yeah, you remember Liz. You remember crazy Liz. The biggest heart in the world, so sweet, and yet she was the chronic super early person.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember throwing one of my classic Halloween parties at my house, and everyone was supposed to be there at 6 or after, which I knew meant most people would show up 6:37, stuff like that, Halloween party. My doorbell rang at, I think it was like 5:15.
And who is it?
And you know what it's like if you're throwing a party at your house.
You're always running behind, right?
You don't want people there early because you're still putting stuff out. You're not even dressed
yet.
You're
still ironing your pants.
You can do it all of it, especially with a Halloween party. So it's a lot of work. And she shows up and she's like, I'm here. And hey, that was her thing. She was always like an hour early.
Grab a chair. Sit down. We got things to do.
Listen to this note we got from Marla. She goes, heard you boys talking about people who are always late. My dad was so bad that my mom left him at home many times because she got tired of waiting for him. She would literally drive off and leave him. And then Marla says, I'm not sure people can get away with this anymore, but really, why not? That is a fair question for our listeners. Are you in a situation where you have ever gotten so tired of waiting for someone that you just
did you just get
them?
Up and leave?
You just left them.
That's, you got to have some cojones to do that. Well,
I
I'm
can't
leaving.
Even see you doing that to Nicole.
No, I wouldn't. You know, a lot of times she's ready before me, so I'm the one who likes to primp and press my pants. And so,
yeah, I think there is this old wives' tale or myth or whatever that, you know, the wife is always the one who's late. No,
I don't think so anymore.
I don't think it's a gender thing at all. It's just a way personalities are wired.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I mean, the other old friends of mine, Tom and Eileen, I remember Eileen would say, I'm always ready on time, and Tom is in the bathroom getting his face done, doing his hair just
putting
right.
Putting his moisturizer on.
Yeah, he'll change clothes a couple times. She's like, oh, yeah. My God, come on.
I would say this job, too, has really contributed to being on time because we do have to follow, like, a clock every day, and we got to stay on schedule. And, you know, pre-COVID, we would have events and stuff, and I would always want to show up to events, you know, 10 minutes early just to get the lay of the land and talk to people. And so I think that's affected me as far as, you know, being exact on time or a little early. I blame this job.
Yeah, but I will tell you, because when you started on the show, you were a producer and you worked your way all the way up to starring role because of your work ethic and because you were always on time.
You
for
just
things.
Show up, right?
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Be responsible. You were responsible and you always, and boom. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice life lesson for, you know, young adults who are listening right now. Jeremy worked his way all the way to the very top, and now he's one of the top radio people in the market, and it's because he showed up on time and ready to go.
Let's do the damn thing.
Boom.
Let's go. That's funny. Well, we can take calls. Our lines are wide open this morning. If you have any comments about being late, being early.
Can you leave someone? Have you left
you
someone?
Trash talk some of your family members, maybe?
Oh, please. We've already done it.
We love that.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you find us. 691-1649. And when we come back, we'll answer this for you. How long does it take before these days until someone is officially considered late? Like how many minutes?
Okay.
We'll tell the answer with your phone calls coming up next.
On the world's most advanced fitness tracker, it reacts to his movements, his sleep, and even his emotions. The world's most extraordinary fitness tracker is Miguel's heart. Visit uchealth.org/stories to read about Miguel's fight with heart failure. UC Health. Live extraordinary. It's your boys in the morning.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
On Mix 100.
Mindbender in about 15 minutes. We're talking about those people who are always, always, always late. We have just about jammed phone lines with people who want to talk about this.
So it's a thing, apparently.
It is a thing. A couple of quick notes from Justin. My ex-wife was always late, and not by just a few minutes. We almost missed my brother's wedding because she couldn't get her hair just right, and I did point out that she's my ex-wife. He says, on one hand, it's funny, but it's also aggravating.
Yeah.
I see that. Kaylee said, I was that person until I missed a flight to Hawaii and lost out on a trip with my company.
Ooh.
She goes, that was the last time I was late for anything.
Yeah.
You learn.
That'll change a person.
You learn.
Let me give you a couple quick, were you going to say something else?
No, I was going to say, you know, if you're missing your first and only trip to Hawaii because you can't get your act together,
you'll be on time.
Yeah.
Real quick, I was talking about those two different family members, and, you know, one side was my one set of grandparents, and the other side was my other grandparents. My mom was texting me, and I forgot about some about this stuff, but she said my grandparents would always show up 30 minutes early to things, so they finally said something, so then they would show up 20 minutes early and sit in the car out inside the front of the house and then still come to the door 10 minutes early. And then my other grandma, who is notoriously late, she's always late to everything. Like, she'd even show up at our house for kids' birthdays and not have anything wrapped and then have to go upstairs and wrap everything. Uh-huh. We showed up at her house for Christmas one year and the ham had not even been put in the oven yet. Like, we were supposed to eat at 6. We show up at 5. The ham wasn't even in the oven. What's the wiring in the brain that...
Is it
you think you have more time, but you really don't? I don't know what that is.
Let's jump on some of these calls quickly, like Tabitha, who's been holding. Tabitha, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
What do you know about this?
So my Uncle Scott, I have a really big family, and my Uncle Scott is always notoriously late to the point where he's missed my cousin's weddings. To walk in the back door and stand by the back door and act like he's been there the whole time. And he actually almost missed his own son's wedding.
Let me tell you something, Tabitha. He is brilliant. Yeah. He's not having to sit through weddings. I think he's doing this on purpose. I hate to break the news to you, but Uncle Scott is brilliant.
I'm sure his son was not pleased.
He didn't even want to go to that wedding.
Right, even that. Tabitha, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Mike. Mike, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
What do you got?
I got a little bit of a twist. We've always had family members that were always late, and we adjusted to that. But my dad is a special person. At the end of event, he brings everybody's coats. And so on New Year's Eve one night here at 12:05, he brought everybody's coat and said goodbye.
Yeah. I like your dad.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law's like that. She doesn't really know when to leave. So there's been many times where I just go around the house and start shutting off lights.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, Nicole will be still talking to her, and it's like the house is pitch black.
Somebody that I dated several years ago that was water heater lady, Jeremy, notoriously late for everything by an hour. And we were always the last to arrive everywhere. But she was also that person who wouldn't leave parties. And it was the same thing. It would be us and the host, and you could see that they were like, okay, can you
Doing the whole, oh boy, we are an early day tomorrow.
Shutting off lights is classic.
Just shut it down.
Mike, thank you for that call. We appreciate you. Let's take one more. Lillian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. When my husband and I were dating, he kept me waiting an hour. Didn't call saying I'm running late or any reason. When he finally did show up, I broke up with him until he apologized and made up for it. But
was this the first date?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it was the first date,
you told
that
him it was over.
Classic.
Huh?
he just shows up late.
I'm breaking up with you, but we haven't even. Oh, Lillian.
Lillian, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Okay, so now in the survey, they asked people, how many minutes does it take before you officially consider someone late?
Okay.
Take a guess, Jeremy.
20 minutes.
It's actually now 13 minutes.
Okay.
That's still pretty generous, though, right?
It is generous, yeah.
All right. And it says the number one excuse we still use is traffic.
Oh, that's so lame.
You know, we can all check
come up
on
with
these
better.
Days.
I know you can. Let me pull up the maps then and take a look and see where the traffic jams are.
I don't know. It's all green.
Oh, whoa. Sorry. Just joking. I was pooping.